Hello and welcome to episode 28 of Life in X. I'm Gelato.
And I'm Sephram.
And I apologise if I have a random croaky voice or pause to cough at any moment or interval. I am recovering from an illness thing and having to drink pints of water to try and keep my throat at a healthy, maintainable, not too many dead cell level
lubrication rate. Yes. We might want to warn you now, viewers, listeners. Viewers?
Yes. You don't want to know what you're going to view.
Exactly, that's what we're getting on to.
Exactly the point.
This show is going to be absolutely littered and sprinkled and sprayed with innuendos.
Sprayed. We don't know why, it's just random.
We've been making innuendos all night, and...
Yes. Now, we are recording insanely early, like 72 hours early. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday evening now.
It's nearly a week before the show is destined to release.
It's but six and a bit days before the show is going to be released.
Yep, and so, that's because I'm off to Devon for the weekend.
This is housekeeping.
Yes, this is. I'm off to Devon for the weekend, so more on that later. But therefore, we may release late or early. If I edit quickly, it'll be early, like Friday or whatever.
Yeah,
but
you might. Well, we're going to intend it to be a short show.
Usually, if I'm going to release early, I won't release officially early. I'll release officially on time, and I'll set it up to automatically just put the episode on the website, and then I just upload the podcast feed, and then away it goes, sort of thing. But the episodes will already be there, perhaps. And if you go on IRC, then you pick those up. That's just a warning for anyone in the future. You know, if you want to get the show early, go on the IRC, because...
We generally release it a little bit early on the IRC.
Even when it's on time, I usually release a couple of hours before, because the moment that the high-quality version is uploaded, I will announce it on the IRC, and it takes a good 20 minutes, half an hour before the low-quality one, the podcast feed, etc., is all updated. Yeah. That's why we're recording early, and that's why we're being quick, because in 20 minutes we have to eat, and then after that we
it's going to be 15 minutes now.
Well, probably 10 minutes now.
If that.
Look, there's someone coming out. Is there?
No.
Oh. We got an email. Well, we got two emails. But first of all, we got an automatic email from Wild Limited, which have a website of www.wild.biz.
You must put the www in.
You must. But yeah, you have to put the www in. And they are releasing a mobile phone podcast player / directory. We couldn't really work out exactly what it was. But
it looked cool. Enjoying your cough?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it did look really cool. It's sort of... We're going to give them permission. We haven't emailed them yet, but it's going to launch in January. And what they do is they take our podcast off the RSS feed. They compress it down to a minuscule size using probably a combination of MP3 and something else, because MP3 isn't really good at going down low.
No.
So they might use OGG or something like that.
Something like that. I know OGG is good.
Yeah.
It's not used
very
much.
They'll compress it really low, and then they'll stream it to... they won't even stream it. It'll probably download to phones.
Yeah.
And people will be able to... download them on their phone while they're out and about, that sort of thing, if they're stuck in a traffic jam.
Yeah, exactly.
There'll also be some stuff that we can use, like they have a way of emailing back the show, or I think they can even like leave a message for the show on their by calling a number, and it'll email us with their answer type thing. So we'll probably try it out when it comes out. I'm willing to waste a quid on bandwidth if it means going over. I have a meg free every month, so I can just use that up.
Really?
Mm. Oh, to forget that they offer free mobile phone usage. It's really weird. If you don't use it much, they don't notice and they just ignore you, and you can use it and they don't charge you.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, we'll let you know.
Look
when
out for that.
We'll let you know when it launches in January. January the 1st, they've said that the launch will be. So go and check it out. It might be good.
Might be good. There's no reason why we can't use it, because it's free for us, and because they need a database of podcasts, so you know. But if you're going to use it, try it out. We'll let you know if it's any good.
Yep. We also got an email from Pro and Wee. Hello, Pro and Wee.
Which is called We at Life in Hex.
It is, yes. Which was quite cool.
That's quite cool. Like we, as in. We, as in we. Me, you, and Proen, at Life in Hex, which is quite good idea. So
yep. thank you, Proen, for sending that to us.
That's housekeeping.
That's housekeeping. Life, as I've said, I'm off to Devon. I'm meeting up with a friend down there who I've shouted out like a couple of episodes ago. I shouted out to Tony, didn't I?
I'm pretty sure you did last episode.
It wasn't last episode. It's the episode.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
you haven't done it several episodes.
I'm pretty sure now. I've only shouted out once, and it was not last episode, but the episode before. And it's quite a long train journey down to
Devon. No. It's a short train journey.
Well, it's a medium-sized train journey.
Normal train journey. But the overall travel...
is like 6 hours. Yeah. And there's a bus journey.
It's only what? 150, 200 miles?
It's long enough. I think it would be 5.25 hours to drive at a moderate pace and not hit any traffic.
Mm.
So if I was driving, it would probably take 5.5, he says, insulting his own driving.
Take longer than that.
Well, 5.5, 6.
You're going to hit traffic, and you're not going to be going at all that speed the whole way.
No.
So it probably take 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it's still going to take the same amount of time anyway.
Yeah, it's probably about the same. But yeah, so I'm going down there. That's why we're recording early. But next show, I'll probably mention that at some point. But you haven't got any life, have you?
Well, nothing to really talk about. I've done a few bits of bobs, but nothing very interesting, so there's no point in really discussing it.
Okay.
Oh, so, I think I will quickly say, because I just mentioned it as we were setting up.
Yep.
Right. The movie The Covenant. Don't go and see it. It sucks.
You were just saying about that indeed.
It's boring and predictable, and it doesn't know what it wants to be, so don't see it. Plus, it has a Ford GT Mustang as the car. Watch it. Okay. Sucks.
Okay, so moving on to anime.
Anime, yes. I've decided not to really do a review this week, well, rather the show. Because I've done it a few times. I've not done a review a couple of times. But the reason being, it's like the same way you don't really do a tech session sometimes, because every show you tend to do the same kind of thing, although it's different, obviously, every time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't see the point in wittering on about another manga review or whatever. But I will say this, there has been a new volume of Air Gear, the manga, been released, because I said I'd keep people up to date with that.
You did, indeed.
Because it's really one of my most watched mangas at the moment.
Most watched mangas?
Yes. As in, watching its release dates and watching how it's going. I don't mean actually watching the manga.
I see.
Fool.
Damn. Made a mistake.
Couldn't catch me there. No!
Severus!
No. I'm good at rage, you bitch.
Damn.
Mate, you're my bitch.
Bitch.
So it's a good volume. I've read it. I bought it. I shouldn't have done because I'm very long cash at the moment, but I did. Good volume. Really expands on the series. Very good. If you liked the first Air Gear, you'll like this even more, so go and get it.
Awesome.
That's pretty much it, really.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
No, nothing else. I mean, I've been not been really doing much. I've been reading a book instead of manga recently. Yeah. Shock horror. A book. I've been reading the new Jeremy Clarkson book.
Cool.
It's very good. Very funny.
Cool.
But that's it. So gaming.
That's now,
fucking quick.
Yep. Our gaming section is kind of a discussion section because we've got a bit to talk about and a bit to talk about.
Yes, because although we've still got two reviews to do. You still haven't played
Dark Crusade. It's
properly
on my list now. It's on my important
list. I don't know why we didn't do DEFCON. I don't know. Just
we keep putting it off.
I know.
Like, we'll do it eventually.
We could do with playing it a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. I really need to get into it. I need to actually like play it and learn some strategies and stuff. And you know,
best person to talk to about that is DeFay.
Yeah, I know. DeFay's good at it.
Because our clan leader, DeFay, he's quite good at it. So
I'll also check some forums and stuff. And there'll probably be some stuff now.
And he'll be more than willing to play with you.
Oh, yeah.
He loves playing it.
Oh, my God.
A member of Dare wants to play a game with us? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, so our gaming session consists of two little discussions.
It does. Number one is that the Wii has landed not only in the US. I think we mentioned that last
time. The US landed a little while ago.
Yes. But it's landed in the UK, December
just
the...
Friday. No, yeah. The Friday before this, from when you hear it. 2 Fridays ago.
Yeah, from when you listened to this 2 Fridays ago, but for us, it was the 8th, I think. The Wii has landed in the UK. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Pro on anywhere?
Pro, who's that?
I've seen him on that webcam thing, and it says his name.
And you kind of see the silhouette sometimes.
Yeah, occasionally in front of the Twilight Princess. But yes, if you check the forum, you know what we're going on about. Pro has set up a webcam, and whenever he's playing, he puts that on so that we can be sad and watch him play Legend of Zelda.
In his defense, we do watch him.
We have been watching it, yeah.
It was probably
the best entertainment I had when I was ill, and like sitting on the sofa doing absolutely jack shit.
Just sitting there on your laptop going, Pro playing his Wii.
That's cool. But yeah, it's... From what we gather, we're not going to do a big talk about it simply because neither of us have got one.
No.
Neither of us have played one. Neither of us have... Have you touched one?
No.
I haven't touched one either.
I haven't even been around to see his.
Have you touched it?
Have you touched a Wii?
No. But yeah, so we're going to hold out from talking about the Wii until...
We've played it properly.
Proen's
getting his second controller soon.
He is, indeed.
So me and you can try it then.
Yeah. So... Yeah, and then we'll probably get one after Christmas sometime. We said, like, when Super Smash Bros. Brawl comes out.
Which is,
out.
Like, February, I think it was.
Something like that, yeah.
Because that's going to be, like, the big game, to be honest. And I'm most looking forward to that. More so than Twilight Princess, believe
What's
it or not.
What's kind of weird, this is, like, a little story, which will go well in the show, is that when the Wii was released, I was at school, and also other times as well, being online and that sort of thing. And people have just casually asked me, oh, how's your Wii? How's your Nintendo Wii?
Really?
Because people assume, you know, I always going on about, because like, if anyone's talking about consoles, I'll always put forward Nintendo.
The Wii, Nintendo,
et cetera,
the big N,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly. So people have asked me, like, I've had about 3-4 people ask me, like, yeah. Oh, how's the Wii? Huh. And I'm like, I haven't got one. And their face, they're like,
what?
You haven't?
Why?
And I'm like, well, I've just been playing so much PC games, I'm just going to wait until the price comes down after Christmas, you know, the supplies come in. And they're like, oh, fair enough. And I sat at home one day, probably when I was ill and hallucinating slightly, and I sat there and I thought, dear Lord, I haven't got a Legend of Zelda game. Like,
even though it's out.
It's out. And I
haven't bought it.
I haven't got, like, what's rated as possibly OOT beta Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, and I haven't got it. And I kind of just sat there, a bit stunned at myself. Like, here I am, a Nintendo, not fanboy, but a Nintendo fan, someone who goes on about, someone will defend Nintendo whenever a console conversation comes up, and I haven't got their latest console, and I haven't got a Nintendo. It was a bit
But
weird.
I think it's because we've grown up.
We have.
I mean, we're no longer console fanboys. No, we love our PCs now. But it's because we don't see the need for it anymore. Because when the GameCube came out, all we had was our N64s. I mean, you had a PC. I'm not sure if I had my PC back then. But we weren't gaming with them, so to speak. No. You couldn't game on the internet.
I only had an ISDN at the time, so...
You couldn't game on the internet because you only had 50K or ISDN. So the internet gaming wasn't viable. And there were no really games that you wanted to play anyway. I mean, you had AOE 2. And you had a couple
And that didn't work on a firewall or a router anyway.
Exactly. And you weren't that many great games anyway, so it wasn't good.
No.
So consoles were where it's at. But now PC games come a long way. And so, but I will be getting a Wii.
Of course.
But
without a doubt.
I can't afford it at the moment.
No.
I'm very poor at the moment.
But, you know, I'm waiting. I'd say when SSBB comes out, that's going to be so weird to say, SSBB. Then that will be the time. Maybe before, depending on how long I can last without... Without Zelda Twilight Princess.
Why don't you just play Ocarina of Time to tide you over?
It's just not the same.
It's better than Twilight Princess.
It's just not the same. It's not new. And yeah, it's going to be weird.
I'm sorry, but no game, no Zelda game will ever be Ocarina of Time.
Maybe not.
I can't. I will defend Ocarina of Time to the hilt.
Until you play Twilight Princess.
No, I can't see Twilight Princess being better.
I can see the fishing being better.
Yeah, that's different though. That's not the game overall. Well, that's one aspect of it. I'm sure Pro will say, oh yeah, Twilight Princess is great and everything, but if you really think about it, is it better relatively, of course relatively, than Ocarina of Time?
Probably not.
So, there you go.
There you go. But yeah, so the Wii has landed.
Yes, it has. So yeah, the Wii, go and try it out. It's the cheapest of the three consoles now.
It is indeed.
By far. It's less than half the price of a PS3.
But they are having supply problems, but they are getting in some more for Christmas.
They always have supply problems.
Yeah.
GameCube is always having
All
supply problems.
All consoles have supply problems.
They're fools.
Yep, they are.
But yeah, go and get a Wii. We command you. Bitch.
Right, next is that Counter-Strike Source, one of our main games, although not yours at the moment.
Or yours.
well, no, admittedly, I've not been playing it much either, is going to have targeted advertising, similar to what 2142 is supposed to. Have you seen
I've not seen any of it. After all that hype and commotion about it, I've not seen a single one.
No. But CSS is apparently going to have targeted advertising in the levels. And they've also just recently added the dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
Blech. The dynamic pricing market.
Which hasn't worked.
It hasn't really gone very well. And the reason they're doing all of this is because they are beginning to lose their market share to other online games.
Such as BF2.
2142.
The BF series in general.
Dark Messiah.
And then other...
MMOs. World of Warcraft.
Yeah, obviously the big MMOs are always taking it. And also the sort of more big first-person shooters, which are becoming really good now. So
Prey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of losing their market share, so they're trying to do this. I mean, targeted advertising isn't going to gain more people. I think it's just a way of them getting back some more revenue because, you know, it is free to play once you've got it. The dynamic pricing, I can't believe they ever thought that would entice people to play the game. I think they were hoping it might refresh some people who had gone away from the game.
The only reason I can see it bringing people in is, if you remember when we started playing, we said this is a hardcore game, you know, you get people who are like hardcore and everything, and we're not going to have a chance to play. Maybe it was just so that newbie people who never really played before could like get into the game easier, because you wouldn't have people using the weapons they wanted to use.
Yeah, yeah. But it tries to balance out the game as well.
But they still do anyway, which is the problem.
Mm. So... It kind of didn't work, and it didn't work when the Deagle ended up at 23k.
Did it go that high?
Well, it was predicted to go that high, and they had to stop. So what they've done, did you hear about this? They've refreshed the Deagle's price on the dynamic weapon pricing, and they are also improving the strength of all the other pistols, because everyone is buying the Deagle no matter what. No matter what the price, people were still trying to buy the Deagle. Yeah. So they are actually trying to improve the
price.
People
should use the 2.28, the 2.28 compact. It's good. It's a good gun.
I know that Gabo started using Julies.
Why? Julius do like no damage.
Yeah, well, if they're improving them, then they will.
So. True.
It'll be interesting when that happens. So I like to try out, you know, the new pistols. Yeah. Whatever.
Definitely. I reckon the USP will probably be a deadly gun. Yes. It's already a good gun.
Mm, it is.
But if you with more power,
please improve the Glock.
the Glock's
just embarrassing.
Isn't the best of guns.
When I was on the dynamic pricing. When I was terrorist, I would buy a USP just because I was. There's no way I was using a Glock.
Glock at close range with burst is okay.
If you can get 3 headshots in a row on the burst fire, then yeah, it's good.
Otherwise, no. Yeah, you just don't touch it.
But there's an Ars Technica article at tinyurl.com/yldgx5 just about the in-game.
Yeah, it's just like a little news article type of thing.
There's going to be advertising... So, I'm not sure whether there's going to be much advertising on the levels, but there's going to be advertising when you're spectating.
There's going to be advertising in the spectator mode. There's going to be advertising on the tab, when you press tab to see the players list and everything. There's going to be advertising, I would imagine, when you're loading the game up. Because you know how when you're loading the game up and it goes loading from Steam, whatever.
Powered by Steam developer, Steam whatever.
Server 55 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right, I reckon they're going to have some there instead.
Yeah, because they do on... On 1.6 and 0, they had a little banner bit there, didn't they? I think they had some advertising on there.
So, that's going to be used, I reckon. And then you're going to get it on your MOTD, I reckon. All the MOTDs are going to have some kind of advertising on it.
Mm. When the round ends on the top 10 thing, there'll be the... Not top 10, rounds stuff.
Yeah, there. I know what you mean. But whether there's going to be in-game when you're running around and see it
banners on the walls,
whatever,
and stuff.
Mm. Which would mean that they have to change the levels. Mm. Which would mean that every level has to be updated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So whether they want to do that, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be too difficult to do, of course, but...
They wouldn't need to. They could do what Manny Admin Plugin does. On Manny Admin Plugin, certain parts of the level have a little logo saying Manny Admin Plugin.
All right.
And all that does is uses a text file with coordinates, because you can edit them and add or remove where they are. So, because in Manny Admin Plugin, you can place your own adverts on Manny Admin Plugin. So they'll probably just use a similar
idea. So maybe it will be done. I can't see it being too much of a problem. I'm not outraged by this, because it's not like the reason we are outraged by something like BF2042 is because they were supposed to be looking at your history and everything, which is actually load of rubbish. Now we found out.
I mean, whether this will, because it does say targeted, but I doubt it somehow.
It'll be targeted to CSS community. All it's going to be is just going to be games and companies advertising to these people, and it's just going to be when you're running around, like on Compound, for example, you know, on the back wall of one of the warehouses or something, you'll see it, or on Assault, you know, it'll be on the big banners somewhere. It's no big deal. I mean, you're not even going to be looking at it, are you? So, you know, it's no big deal. So, I'm not too bothered. Okay, so, yeah, that's our little gaming session.
It is.
It's just a couple of discussions on it and our thoughts and opinions on things.
Yep.
And now we have some music.
We do. We have some music from What Was That? Now, we did have these 11 episodes ago, episode 17, Prone's Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we called them What Was That? And you called them... What
was it?
And then you realised when you were looking at it, you were like, oh, there's something here, because you didn't recognise the name.
I didn't recognise the name. I was like, oh, I hope we can get this on the show. I hope it's good, because I want to be able to say, hey, what was that?
Yeah. And we're like, and I was like, dude, we've had that before.
I was like,
have
we?
Yeah, and we just said the name wrong, which is quite amusing. But yeah, so we had these 11 episodes ago, and this is quite a cool song. We just found it randomly, and it's called Do Something.
to something.
A little thing. Yeah. They don't have a website, as we said in episode 17.
They do.
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't have that tripod website. Do not Google them and go on their website with a tripod and look at the curls, 0.5. MT, and the backgrounds and stuff. Oh, my God.
It's like something you'd make in your dreams. It's something I'd make for about 5 seconds in HTML code and notepad.
I wanted to curl up in a fetal position in the corner. Yeah, so have a listen to this. It's quite cool. And then we'll get back with some tech.
Yes.
Blah. Okay, welcome back. We hope you enjoyed.
Do something.
That's the one. Do something from What Was That? Yeah, we've just got an Eton, so that's why I've forgotten what the song is.
Yeah, we were inside Eton for about half an hour.
Yeah,
so
we were. So we're fresh and eager as a beaver to get started with.
Even though we're already way past halfway.
Yeah, we are. So let's get cracking with some tech. Some technology.
Some of the Sorry.
We got a bit of a browser-based discussion today.
We have.
We're talking about Opera 9 and Firefox 3. The nightly releases of Firefox 3 have just been released. First of all, I'm going to have a chat about Opera 9. Now, I'm doing a little test, so to speak, where I'm going to run Opera 9 for a week plus, because I think it's already been a week, to see how I cope without Firefox. Because mm-hmm. I've been using Firefox heavily now for years, quite a few years now.
Sure, it's that long.
Yeah, think about Firefox. I used it before it was Firefox 1. I used it when it was Firebird, before it was called Firefox.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
On and off. So it's been a few years. I remember. Yeah, it's been long enough.
Fair enough.
So I wanted to try Opera 9. Now, Opera is known for having adverts in its browser, and you had to pay to get rid of the adverts.
Yeah.
This was in Opera 8 and previous versions of Opera. Not so anymore. Since Opera 9, which was released a year ago, maybe, there have been no adverts in Opera, and it's been completely free.
I don't know if you remember, but we did mention it.
We
on
did
the show.
It was the first show.
Yes, it was.
It was the very first show, Opera. So it's been a year. It's been just over a year.
A year and a bit.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So, so we're kind of coming in a roundabout. We're not finishing. This isn't the end of Life in Hex.
No. Life in Hex is still going. We
just because we've
gone
round in a circle
show
doesn't mean like, yeah, it's a shit show. We're not ending on this.
Yeah, this is definitely not our final show.
So, Opera 9, in comparison to Firefox, mainly has a lot of out-of-the-box features. It has a lot of things. It's very feature-filled. It's very content-filled. Mm. Very much like Mozilla is, in comparison to Firefox. Opera is very feature-filled. Just a few examples of things that I really thought were quite poignant. I need to say poignant. were quite prominent in the features. Number one was that it has BitTorrent download support straight out of the box. So if you click a BitTorrent link, a torrent link, of course, completely legitimate, like off Revision 3, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. We do not condone piracy, but piracy winners don't do wares. But if you click on a torrent link, it will download it using the Opera download manager, but it will download through BitTorrent.
Yes. Very cool.
Obviously, it isn't very feature-filled, so to speak. And to be honest, if I was downloading something big, say a Linux distribution or something like that, I wouldn't want to leave my web browser running downloading it. Because especially if you're running them at full speed, your web-based experience is going to kind of dip quite a bit.
It's not really going to work, so...
But I'm assuming that they're looking at the future-type things, especially with something that I haven't mentioned, is talk of Azurus 3, the new version of Azurus.
Well, we'll do next show, then.
We'll talk about that next show. And I'll remember and I'll reference back to this. another thing that it has is AdBlock style, and AdBlock is an extension for Firefox for blocking adverts, content blocking support. And you can actually get filters for this, similar to the way you can get AdBlock filters online if you search for them. I couldn't find any at the time, but they are there. basically, it's quite rudimentary. But at the same time, it works quite well. It works surprisingly well. And it is basically just a filter system. If you right-click on an empty part of a page and go block content, it will then highlight images. And you can click on an image and it will come up with a suitable filter, which is better than AdBlock because AdBlock doesn't do that. AdBlock just filters that one thing. You have to work out where to put the wildcard. It doesn't work perfectly, obviously, because sometimes you have to change the filter slightly.
Yeah.
But it's very quick. I mean, you saw me, like, randomly blocking adverts. Like, you could just go, block content, click, done, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll stay gone forever. So that's very nice. Another extension that Firefox has is a tab browser. And what this does is sort of adds a few things to your tabs. You can, there's little close buttons on all the tabs, although I think they've got that now by default.
Yeah, they have.
You can drag tabs and that sort of thing. You can undelete tabs, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Again, Opera has this out of the box. You can undelete tabs. There's a little trash can thing for undeleting them. That probably applies to like downloads and that sort of thing as well. I think that's a unified type thing. If you delete a bookmark, it probably goes to that trash thing as well.
It's just a generalized trash
which is good
area for a web browser, which is good because, I mean, in nowadays when you're browsing so much, I mean, you early, for example, you had how many bloody tabs open?
About 15.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know...
That's a normal browsing day for me.
If you accidentally close a tab that you were reading or using whatever, you're like, oh, shit. You know, it's not very good anymore, so you need to be able to quickly access them again.
Yep, definitely. Also, it has a thumbnail preview. If you hover long enough over a tab, it will give you a little thumbnail preview.
Again, I don't know why you don't want to just click on the tab itself and see.
Who knows? I don't think it has the thing that IE7 has, which is like an expose type thing, where you press a button and it sort of brings all the tabs
out.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. But that's a bit of a gimmick, really.
It is a bit of a gimmick, I suppose, but it was quite cool in IE7. IE7 was cool. also, it has built-in Opera Mail. I haven't tried this out, but it also has an RSS feed reader, which is no bad thing. I mean, Firefox has live bookmarks, but it's not really a feed reader. It's more of a, you know, a thing where you can... I never really understood that. It didn't make sense to me.
No.
Why would you want a bookmark folder for an RSS? It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I can see what you're saying.
You know, to read the news, you don't want to click on a folder. You know, it didn't make sense to me. Also, it has a built-in IRC client, which isn't bad. Had a
worked.
Look at it
worked straight out of the box.
It was a bit counterintuitive. You know, I left the conversation and then it came back again, which was a bit weird.
You clicked the button to tell it to come back again. It just didn't leave the channel.
No, I left the channel by closing the tab, and then, because I know, because it was on Merc, and I saw that I'd left, and then when I clicked the server, or the channel, like the list of the channel on the left, it automatically joined the channel, which I wasn't expecting. I was expecting it to sort of say, what do you want to do type thing. It was a bit weird. It seemed to sort of jump around a lot. But nevertheless, you know, obviously no substitute for XChat or Merc or something like that. But nevertheless, good to have that there. FileZilla has ChatZilla, incidentally. It's an extension for going on IRC in Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Opera 9 is one of the first main browsers to pass the ACID 2 test, as thoroughly as you can, really. The ACID 2 test is a web standards test made by the Web and Accessibility Standards Project, WASP, I believe they're called. And Firefox does not pass it. Firefox 2 just fails the ACID 2 test, but Opera 9 passes it pretty much, which is no bad thing from a developer's point of view. It means that it's much easier to code for Opera than it is to code for other browsers. IE7 yeah. fails it miserably. No, IE6 fails it so miserably, it's unbelievable. As far as my experience with Opera 9, I've been using it for a few days now. It certainly feels a lot more polished than Firefox. Yeah. Firefox, maybe it's because I've got like a million and one extensions, but Firefox just doesn't feel polished. The way it works just doesn't feel polished. It feels like a classic open source application.
Yeah.
You know, where there are just things and you think, what? That's, you know, it doesn't work right.
Yeah.
It's got that feeling that it's been developed by lots of people, so there's lots of different standards.
Which it has.
Hmm. Whereas in Opera, it feels a lot more polished. It feels a lot more commercial. I mean, bear in mind, they used to sell this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's understandable why it's so polished. So, I'm impressed. I'm seriously impressed. I recommended it to you, didn't I?
And I will. I'm going to go home and start using it, because I'm still having problems with my Firefox.
Because you have problems with Firefox crashing on you.
Yeah, just randomly, yeah, to be honest. It's totally
when you're
random.
Playing, and I noticed it happens quite a lot, so that's not a good thing, obviously. You don't want that happening when you're in the middle of browsing the web and stuff. So
exactly.
So, it'd be good to see what you think. Maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't.
Yeah, I'll try it out.
Yep,
give it a go.
But I do miss having extensions. I do miss the extendability of Firefox.
Which is always cool.
Tiny URL, bug me not. The
second we needed them, we were like, oh, we can't. We've got to go to the website itself. Mm. And although that's no big major deal, it's still something that it doesn't have.
If Opera had extensions, if Opera had a way of like using Firefox extensions, then it would defeat the object of Opera. But nevertheless, that'd be cool. But yeah, I mean, there are some add-ons and things, but Firefox has extensions, and that really does do it for me for Firefox.
Yeah.
But from a standard web person's point of view, like people who, you know, when you recommend to someone, oh, don't use IE, use Firefox, it's better. You might want to now say, don't use IE, use Opera, it's better. Yeah. Because for someone who's just using the web normally without downloading extensions, Firefox, I would say, is worse because Firefox doesn't have those features built in.
It's very basic.
It's very much a memory hog as well for its basicness. Whatever. For how basic it is, it is a very much a memory hog, whereas Opera is a lot more slick.
Yeah.
Whenever I've had a Linux rig that's fairly low spec, like some of the ones that are sitting in the corner down here in my shed,
yeah,
I've always used Opera rather than Firefox on it because it's a lot quicker. And it's good. I recommend people give it a try. Give it a try for just a few days. Try it out. See what you think. If you don't use Firefox's extensions that much, I think you will be pleasantly surprised by Opera.
It's slick and it's easy and it's very well polished, like you said. Mm-hmm. And it's nice.
It's nice. It's refreshing. On the subject of web browsers, the first Firefox 3 nightly releases are out. The nightly releases are codenamed Minefield because they've got so many bugs. and there's also a test release. The nightly releases pass the ACID 2 test now, similar to Opera, which is good, no bad thing, which means they've changed the Gecko. That's another thing about Opera, the way it handles web pages. Opera is faster at loading web pages. It is faster at rendering web pages than Firefox. Opera uses its own engine. Firefox uses Gecko. Internet Explorer uses its own engine. It is faster at loading web pages than Firefox in general. It uses the cache a lot more as well, which is sometimes annoying, sometimes good.
Yeah.
When you go back a page in Opera, it is instant. It has kept that cache, and it isn't too much of a memory hog to do it. Anyway, Firefox, yes. It passes the ACID 2 test now, the nightly release, and for all those sort of developer people out there who know what I mean, it now uses Cairo for graphics on all the platforms. Cairo is a 2D graphics library. It's one of those new buzzword standard graphics libraries, rather. A bit like Mono is also a C-sharp library for Linux, I believe. And There's things like Beryl and XGL and Tango is a standard for icons. All these new buzzword type, almost Web 2.0 libraries, if you like, even though they're nothing to do with the web. And I put Cairo under that because I think that Cairo, as opposed to something like GTK, which is original type stuff. But that's just my personal sort of view.
Bear dues.
But yeah, that basically means that the Firefox, the code is less bloated because Firefox is now using another library rather than their own stuff that they coded themselves, which means it's a lot more stable in terms of 2D graphics and a lot more standardized.
Yeah.
They also aim to have a new download manager. This was one of the main features of Firefox 3 that I noticed. And the new download manager will have cross-session resuming, which means when you close Firefox, you'll be able to resume a download when you reopen Firefox. It won't sort of stay, it won't disappear, because normally they sort of, the pause is a bit fucked up, really. So that's quite good. They'll probably have some other things. The sort of the milestone planning and stuff is a bit sparse at the moment. They haven't really outlined exactly what they want to do. But you can read some information about that on Ars Technica. Again, we seem to be Ars Technica fans today. At tinyurl.com/YBCRU7.
Cough, cough.
And also you can look at some of the Firefox 3 plans on Mozilla's developer wiki area at tinyurl.com/Y. They're all Ys. Y6HDG3. Okay, so that's my my tech section. Jesus Christ.
What?
35 minutes.
What?
The show.
Say it.
It's 35 minutes long.
Wow.
That's so cool and slightly weird at the same time.
Yeah, because we haven't really rabbited on about anything, have we? But that's what we were trying to accomplish, you know, we're trying to get a shorter show.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we've still got plugs and shouts here. This could last forever. I have a shout to Tony, Antonia, in Devon, and her parents for letting me stay. Well, when this released, I'll have stayed there, hopefully.
Yeah, you'll be owned by them.
But yeah, shouts to her. Thank you for letting me come over and stay, blah, blah, blah.
Plugs to Proen.
Plugs
and
to Proen.
His Wii.
And definitely plugs to his Wii for emailing us.
Yes, very nice. It emailed us. And it's got a strange email address. It's got his friends code at Wii something.
Yeah, we I won't bother. I was going to like go and look for his friends code, but I just realized when people are listening to the show, they're probably not going to be on their Wii at the same time, like inputting their friends code. But if you check on the forum, he'll have his friend's code on there, I'm sure, somewhere.
And I'm sure if you really want to contact him, you can just contact us or go to the forum or IRC, whatever, and we'll get you his friend's code.
But, like, if you've got a Wii, email us in your experience with it.
Yes, we'd like
because
to
because we're probably going to do a Wii special either next week, maybe the week after that.
Some point.
Next episode,
once we've
sorry.
Used a Wii.
Once we... That sounds a bit weird.
Once we've played on a Wii, we'll be able to have a special about it. So, you know, if you've already got one and you're playing one, not including Proen.
Proen, you don't count.
Email us in and let us know or drop us a line on the forum. It's lifeandx.com/forum.
Yep, or catch us on IRC and I'll try and keep logs of what you say.
Yep.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, and email us at show@lifeandx.com.
Yeah, definitely.
So, so finally, plugs to Proen and his Wii. Thank you very much.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you. What do you mean, thank you? Thank you, Pro and Angel Wee, for no particular reason.
Well, just saying thank you very much for emailing us.
Yes, thank you, Pro and Wee. We seem to be staying on this blog for a very long time for no absolute reason. Let's move on.
cough, cough.
I want to give a plug now to Hackpoint 5, because there's no point in Hackpoint 5. No, wait, that doesn't work. Anyway, because their latest episode, episode 5, season 2, I don't know, 4, I don't know, was a pure onage documentary where they went behind the scenes with Kyle and Jeremy, Jared and what's...
Kyle's? I don't know.
I can't remember.
I can't remember in the credits.
Yeah. I know Jeremy's real name is Jared or something like that.
Something like that.
Jared. Anyway, but yeah, plugs to them because the episode was actually pretty cool. It was very good. They filmed at the episode 12 premiere, where there was a micro battle. I'm not kidding. They got people. They said to the audience, right, who thinks they've got Uber Micro? If you think you've got Uber Micro, come up and have a micro battle. And they all stood in a line, yeah? And he said, right, after three, I want you to show us your best micro. Three, 2, 1. And there's all these people all of a sudden break out into this massive micro. And they're like, what?
They're all just standing
on the front
there,
of the stage. Yeah, on the front of the stage, right? And there's like, some of them have gone absolutely insane. Like, one guy's got a keyboard. And he's out there with a keyboard. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So they do this. And then they have a bit of a vote with like Jeremy and that.
Who has the best micro?
Yeah, who has the best micro? And there were two of them. There was this girl and there was the keyboard guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was called Keyboard Guy.
Keyboard Guy.
Well, they didn't ask him his name. Anyway, it's irrelevant. So they pit them off in a micro pack. They have a micro pack on the front of the stage.
How does that work?
Like, it doesn't, because they're both like pushing towards each other. And the rules were like no contact or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
And so it was purely micro. And I was like, this isn't going to work. And it actually did. It actually worked. And the keyboard guy won in the end.
How does that work? it's just a couple of people standing there moving their fingers about.
They just voted on who was like the best performer, like micro performer and stuff. After that, they then had an FPS Doug tournament with the best FPS Doug impressions.
Oh, God.
So they got like a load of people up, yeah? And all at the same time, they all went like, boom, headshots.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And then they.
calm down.
And then one after the other. Yeah, they all had to do their best, like, FPS Doug impressions. Some of them sucked. They were just like, boom, headshot. And it was like, crap. But the person who won, yeah, I think his name was Mark or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hi, I'm Mark. Fuck! boom, headshot. And it's like a really big dude jumping up and down on the stage. And they gave a warning at the start. No one jump around too much because we don't know how much this stage can hold.
Brilliant.
Anyway.
That owns...
It was good.
And you kind of just went a bit OTT there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'll call that anyway because I was like away from the microphone.
But they're going to hear me going ha 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 and all the time.
So anyway, plugs to Hag 5 for the Pure Inch
documentary.
Go and check it out. It's really awesome, really funny, especially at the end with the micro battle and stuff, etc.
And final plug
to
music.podshow.com for providing... us, kind of.
In quite months.
With the music from What Was That?
Yes, indeed. So, thank you very much once again to them.
As always, I mean, this is just a recurring thing now. So,
yeah,
thank
it's
you.
It's kind of boring, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we normally listen to this. I reckon people cut off the show by now. They're boring me now. Pissed off.
And this is the point where when I'm editing, I start to put in the music very slowly. And, like, in the background, you know, because I have the whole song. And this is the point about now. When it comes in, because we're talking general crap.
Yeah.
And so the music starts to cut in about now.
And it's just that we're about to say this. That's Life in Hex, episode 28.
I'm Gelada.
And I'm Seraphim.
And this has been...
Life in Hex, episode 28.
As you just said. Thank you very much for listening.
And we'll see
I apologise for my coughing all the way through.
And hopefully it will be released on Tuesday.
Hopefully.
And you shouldn't notice any drop in quality because of it.
Hopefully not.
Should be a good show. It's a shorter show.
Yes, it was. So bloody well was.
Yep. Okay, and that's it.
And that's where I cut all of that bit.
Yep.
Oh dear. Anyway, goodbye.
So I'm Seth.
I'm Gelada.
And this has been Life in Hex episode 28.
Yes, sign on. Why did I say sign on?
I don't know. Why do you say sign on?
Isn't that your turn?
That's
not your
turn. Because I'm Japanese.
Au revoir.
I'm Tony Japanese. I'm Tony Japanese. I'm really pink.
Where the music plays the louder than us. Bring that music back down. Bring that volume slider down. And you can go up again.
No!